Vayter in Shas, Mir Bava Metzia Daf Pei Dalet. Picking up on Pei Dalet, four lines down. Last word on the line. Now, Ki Hava Mekli Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Elazar would stand right next to each other. Their stomachs were touched. They were so big that Hava Ayil Bakrud Dator Benayu. There was a pair of cattle that could pass underneath their stomach, Velova Nogaba, and they wouldn't even touch them. Amalu Ahi Matunisa. So it was this woman. A noblewoman, Rashi says, Saris Nachris, non-Jewish noblewoman, who said, B'neichem einam shalachem. Your children clearly aren't yours. Rashi she'enchem yichol nizarkeik l'nishoseichem. You're not able to have tashmish. You're just too big. Amar lo, say back, shalachem gadol mishalo. Mishalanu. No, their stomachs are even bigger than ours. It's okay. Rashi says, crazy mishalachem gadol mishalanu. They're even bigger. Kolch again, so they're clearly not able to have tashmish. Rashi says, she must be with other people. These aren't your children. And there's some say that this is what they told her. For as a man is, so is his strength. In other words, he has the ability to have tashmish. Rashi says, Aver tashmish. According to his size, his stomach, his existence is also his aver is big as well. Lashon achar shalem gadol taiva shel ish ruba mishal ish is a greater taiva. Ikadami some say hachi amar. This is what they said. The avas dochekes the basar. Love pushes away the basar. Rashi says we took the basar ruba al tavaseinu basar sheninu nitchak. So ends up it works out. Why is it they even responded to her? The Haksa Pasuk says, "Al tank silki v'alto." Don't answer a fool according to their foolishness. Don't even respond. In order that they shouldn't cause a bad thing, there shouldn't be any rumors about their children. The children are, you know, mamzerim. So therefore, they went ahead and made sure that to respond over here. Amr, Rabbi Yochanan. Avery to Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, his Avery, Kechemas Bastisha, cabin was the size of 9 Kav canteen. Amar of Papa, Avery to Rabbi Yochanan, Kechemas Baschamesha's cabin, it was the size of 5 Kav. Vamrila, and some say there was Baschlosha's cabin, it was the 3 Kav canteen. The Rabbi Papa Gufe, above himself, Kidkure de Harpene, it was the size of the baskets of Harpania. Rashi says, Salim Shaosim Barpania. These very things that carried 6 kav. Amrav Yochan, Anoi Shtayim Mishapri Yushalayim. It says, I am one of the beautiful people, I'm the one who's left over of the beauty of Yushalayim. Haimad Damari Maxi, Shufre Derb Yochanan, if someone wants to understand and appreciate what it means, how beautiful he was, Naisi Kasad Kaspam Bisilke. What he should do is take a silver cup, silver kos. That comes straight out of, you know, it's brand spanking new, straight from the silversmith, and it's still red hot. Unamalye partsitaya de rumana sumka, fill it with the seeds of red pomegranate, vanilla, lay klila devarda sumka lupume, and put around the rim with a crown of red roses, vanosay bin shimsha latula, and put it between the sun and the shade. Ahuzaruye. Then this light that comes from the reflects off it, that's me'ein shofri Rabbi Yochanan. That is like a little bit of an understanding of how beautiful Rabbi Yochanan was. So it's really true. He was so beautiful. I'm a rabbi. Shofri Rabbi Kahana, the radiance of Rabbi Kahana, main shofri Rabbi Avo, was that of Rabbi Avo, was similar to that. And shofri Rabbi Avo, main shofri Yaakov Avinu, similar to Yaakov Avinu. And shofri Yaakov Avinu, main shofri Adam Arishon, Ve'il Rabbi Yochanan Loka Chashev, but he's not on that list over there. So maybe he's actually not as beautiful as it may seem. Says Gemara, Shani Rabbi Yochanan, no, it's different. The Hajjus Panim Lahavile, because he didn't have Hajjus Panim, Rashi says he didn't have a zakan, he didn't have a beard. Rabbi Yochanan have also Yosef Ashare Tvila. Rabbi Yochanan used to sit next to the opening of the mikvah, the woman's mikvah. And Ami said, Kisaki Bnosisom, Tvila's mitzvah, when they come out from their tvila, you know, to get to be with their spouses, Lifko be, let them go ahead, and they would go ahead and they would see me, and that would cause them. So they have beautiful children just like me, because what they have in mind when they're having tashmish, that's what comes out. Gemir Reisik of a sea, and also they're going to be as stark as me when it comes to Torah. Amar Le Rabbanan said, "Lo mistepri mar me'ein bisha." What, you're not scared of an ayin hara? Amar Lahum, but you don't want ayin hara and bad things to come for the fact that you're exhibiting such beauty out and about. Amar Lahum, so he said, "Ana mizar Yosef kasin." He says, "Now I come from the from the seed of Yosef, the lo shalt bein abisha, that the evil eye doesn't rule over the sieve. As the pasuk says, ben peretz Yosef, ben peretz le'ayin, a charming son is Yosef, a charming son to the eye. From Rav Avoa, to create a le'ayin, ella o le'ayin, means above the eye, that the ayin hara doesn't rule over. Rav Yosef, chenina, amar mehacha, v'yidgu larov bekerva aretz. And may they, the children of Yosef, be abundant like the fish within the land. My dagim shabiyam, just like the fish of the sea. My mechasim, some covers over. Vein ayin shalitz b'hem. The ayin hara doesn't rule over them. Avzar she Yosef ayin ayin shalitz b'hem. The eye doesn't rule over them. Story time. Very famous story. Yom echad, one day, Havakasachi Reb Yochanan b'Yarden. Reb Yochanan was swimming in the Yarden, in the Jordan. And what happened over there? V'chadzi Reb Shalkesh, Reb Shalkesh, who was a bandit, was a criminal, as Ashaya list him, he was ahead of the list him, he saw Reb Yochanan, v'shavar the Yarden of Hasein. He thought that he was a woman because he was so, so beautiful. And what did he do? He went ahead, and remember he said he didn't have a beard. So he saw this woman bathing in the river and looked so beautiful. Shavar Yarden Abasrei and jumped into the Yarden after her. Really, it was a hymn. Amalei Rav Yochanan saw, wow, this guy's strong and mighty, right? And what does he say? Chelech l'raisa. Your strength really belongs to Torah. Rashi says, kamakoch yafa lizbol Torah. You should be able to handle the yoke of Torah. Amalei says back to him, shufach hanashi, your beauty is for women. Right, it should be, fitting for women. Amalei Rav Yochanan said, I'll tell you what, yadarta b'cha, if you go and you go back and you do tshuva, then yahiv nalach achos, I'm going to give you my sister, who's the Shapira Minai, she's even more beautiful than I am. Kaba alai, so he says, you know what? I accept that. You got it. I'll do it. Deal. He decided he's going to turn around and jump back out of the river. So what does he want to do? He wants to go back and get back his clothing. Velo Matsi, he wasn't able to go ahead to do it. He wasn't able to get there. Rashi says, Likfotzke Rishonet, so he jumped in the first place. He wasn't able to jump to Mekabel, love all Torah, Tashas Kochum. When he accepted upon the yoke of Torah, he lost his strength. Hadar, because we know that Torah is Mateshas Kochum Shaladam. It weakens a person. Hadar Akriya Vesnayu. So if Yochanan taught him Torah and Mishnah. Shavu Gavur Rabban, he moved to a very chashuv person. Yom Echad, one day, many years later, Havu Miflege Be Medrasha, they were arguing in the Beis Medrash. It was, Karagil. Asayif Asakim Abigun, a sword and a knife and a spear. Harumach Abamagal and the Harumach Abamagal Yad, Amagal Katsir, the another type of spear and a hand sickle and a harvesting sickle. When are they considered done that now it can be Mekabel Toma? Bishas Kamar Melach, and that's when the work is done, when it was completed. When is that true? If Chanamim Mishi Yitzar Fim Mekivshan, when it was. They're fired up in the furnace, right? When they hit, they're very strong and they're heated and they're cooled down, and that's when it's done. It's when they get polished through the water, when they stick into water afterwards. Amalei, so he says to him, Ryochan said to Rish Lakish, listen, you were the head of the bandits. Lista, belistiu seyadat, a list of a gun of a thief, he knows the tools of being a thief. And, so like, all right, so I bow my head to you, you must be right. Rashi says, "Nefisha, he said, list him at the Bakibos and Kleumnas Listeos." So I'm not going to argue with you. I'm a lay, so Rishakish misunderstood. He thought he was insulting him. Oh yeah, well I guess a Ganav knows. That's not what he meant though, but that's how he took it. So I'm a lay. He says, "My Hantali, how did you help me? By taking me into this life? Hasam Rabbi Karli. Before I came on the Derech, they called me Rabbi. Rashi says, Rabin Shalistin, Verosh Lahen Haisi. I was like the head. I was the Rav of them all. Hacha Rabbi Karli. And over here they call me Rabbi also. So what have you helped me? I'm a lay. He says, what do you mean? I helped you, that can give you a nod, the Akrivin, I brought you into the divine presence. Reb Yochanan was upset because of Reish Lakish, how he responded to him. He felt it wasn't respectful. Chalash Reish Lakish. And that caused him pain. So what happens? Chalash Reish Lakish, he got sick. Now, Asi Achse, so Reb Yochanan's sister, remember he gave over his sister to his wife, so came for Reb Yochanan. And since Kabachia, she came and she cried. And she's like, Rashi says, Reb Yochanan, Lespala, Abayla, he should daven to make her better. Rashi says, Reb Yochanan, Ishta, Reish Lakish, like we said, Asay achted Rav Yochanan isha to Reish Lakish, and she cried to Rav Yochanan to daven for her husband Reish Lakish. Amalei says back to her, Asay b'shvil bana kabachya Amalei, and she said to him, I say, Rishul Benai, do this for my children, you shouldn't die. Amalei, Amarlai, he said to her, Azvi Samecha and Yachia. So the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu says, leave your orphans and I'm going to take care of them. I say, Rishul Amanusi, they do it for me, so I shouldn't be an Almana. And Amalei says, no, Va'amanusecha, Alai, Tiftach, don't worry about it, you can depend on me, I'll take care of you. So what happened was, he ended up dying. Rish Lakish died from this sickness because of this, what happened from this whole incident over here. He was really, really upset about the whole thing. Rashi says, he regretted the fact that he killed him. He didn't find such a great Talmud like him. Amar Abban saw that, okay, who's going to go and you be giving Yishuv Adas? He goes, because he's really, really sharp. He's very, very good with his learning. So also Yosef Kimei, he went to learn in front of him. Said, I'm really said to him, Tiny the Messiah, look, I have a bracelet to support you. Amr says, At Kfar Lakisha, you're going to be you're supposed to be the one who's like Bar Lakisha, aka Rish Lakish. Bar Lakisha, you have a meaning, Milsa, when I would say something, have a Makshali Asim Arbat Kushas, at least ask me 24 kashas. Well, for Kini Lay Asim Arbat Preke, and I would give him 24 solutions. And because of that, it came to a very clear teaching. You tell me things are going to support me. I told you down at the shopping committee. Well, you think I don't know? I said good. I know I said good. Have a cause of a car. So he goes and he would tear his clothing. He cried and said, Hey, Chad Bar Lakisha. Hey, Chad Bar Lakisha. Where are you, Rishlakish? Where are you, Rishlakish? And he cried out, Ad Shaftaite Mina, until he lost his mind from it. Rashi says, he went nuts. They came and they davened for him, and he ended up dying. Beep, turn the page. Beep, down on the base. Amazing. Rish Lakish died, and then Rabbi Yochanan died because he wouldn't live with Adam. Like, oh, chavusa misusa. We're going way back to the story of Rabbi Lozer of Shimon. Afilachi lo samach Rabbi Lozer of Shimon adaite. Rabbi Shimon didn't want to rely on his own logic to kick himself out of what he was feeling. Remember, this is a whole story when he was the guy who was in charge of, like, killing, you know, calling out the people for the king. And there was the guy, the laundry guy, who dissed on him. And then they checked on the insides, you know, they took out the fat and they did the surgery. And they found out that really was good and he was happy. Okay, by a shogay, by what I'm not sure. And clearly when I am sure, I'm going to be right. So what happened to Lusabach Rebbe Lazar Berebi Shimon Adaite? He really wasn't feeling good about what happened, and Kabbal Alai Yisuri accepted Yisurim upon himself. Now, what happened? Ba'or Tahava Mechale, at night, they would take things that would fold underneath him. Rashi says, Ba'erav Hayim Kaplan Tachtav, Be Mishkevo Samech Levadin, 60 like sheets, Shakar and Falshtar, they would put underneath. Rashi says, Shiti Namte, 60 layers, like it says, a falter, which is felt. In the morning, they would take it out from underneath him. And Shitin Meshichli Dama Vekiva, 60 buckets full of blood and pus and delicious stuff. Nothing like it. Lamacha, the next day, of the lay, the Bitsi, his wife, would give to him Shitin Mini Lifta, 60 different times of food that Rashi says were made out of mini meichel shosamitena, made out of figs. V'achalu bari, he would eat them and he would get better. V'la v'shavkele the beise, and also the beise and his wife wouldn't allow him lamipik lebimitzus to go out to go shtai ki hichid lo d'chaku drabanan, so that the chachamim wouldn't put too much pressure on him. We're gonna see, because he was remember, he was the cop who was taking, you know, for the king, all these people in the streets, and you're gonna see Rashi's gonna point out that he took their relatives, and they said, you shouldn't have been doing this. How dare you do such a thing? And his wife was nervous. It's gonna be bad for his health. Poor Tarmelu. So every night, would say, Achai v'rayai bo, my brothers, my friends, come. But Safarmalu, in the morning, he would say to them, Zilma p'nei bitl Torah, now go away because of bitl Torah. Right? This is talking about the fact that he was talking about the suffering he would accept upon himself. And even though he couldn't go steig, he still steig. It wasn't like he didn't steig in the base medrash. No, Rashi Shai also begir sasso tamei bebeso. He learned in his house. So Yom Echad, some of the Bitzvah's wife heard him saying this. Amrili, she says to him, Atka maisis lehu leveich, you're bringing this on yourself. Ki lisa mamon shel beis abba, you've ruined all the money of my father's house. Right, because all the clothing are getting destroyed every time I have to deal with this, Rashi says, but Michael, from all the food we're making, Vrik from Begadim, all the food, the clothing are getting destroyed. Imrida, so she was marred, she rebelled, and she left him. Azal Lebeis Nasha, she went to her father's house. Slika v'asa anach shitin tzfonai, there was a group of 60 sailors that came. They were out in the, you know, in the oceans, and they came to his house. Rashi says, Yarde Hayam Ba'onios. And what happened was they went through like a serious storm, and they davened and they said, you know, in the Zchus of Elazar, the son of Reb Shimon, who this is who it was. And when they got to land, they came to give him, you know, gifts. They said, Aile Shitin Avdi, they brought him 60 slaves, Kinikte Shitin Anarchy, who had 60 wallets of money, Va'avdali Shitin Mini Lifta, and they made 60 different types of kinds of lifta. Like we said, it's like the date food, v'achalu, and he would eat them. Yom echad, amar lo lebrate. One day, the wife said to the daughter, Yozil baki ba'avuk, go find out, see how your father's doing. Ma'ka avar, you know, what's he doing today? Like, you know, like, you know, you say she left him, but she still loved him. Rashi said, apparently, batki ba'avuk, ma'wa, what's that? Baki lo sem b'kiyos v'idiyah. Like, let's go figure out what's going on. Ah, so she came to the papa. Amar lo, he said to her, zili imri l'imach, you can go tell your mama, Shalanu Gadum Shalem, that ours is greater than theirs, meaning what we have now, based on what happened, Rashi says, Osha Gadum Shalem is greater than theirs, greater than your father's money. Kari Nafshe, Rav Shimon, he said the following pasuk about itself, Haisa Kanios Socher, Merchak Tavi Lachma. That should sound familiar. Haisa Kanios Socher, Merchak Tavi Lachma, part of Ishus Chayil. She, meaning the Torah, is like a merchant ship. From afar brings her sustenance, which is what happened here. Alchav Shasibari, he ate, he drank, he got better, he got stronger, nothing good measure, he went out to the Beis Medrash, and his wife wasn't there stopping him to go, right? Rashi says, Osayom Shaloi Kavto Ishto, so I didn't stop him from going. And I see Lakami Shitin Minidama, they brought before him 60 different types of blood to go into check to see what they are. Rashi says, Shaharalo, Hanashim, Liros, Im Dam Nidahu, Im Dam Tahar, the Kaima Lanid, that's either Mutter or not, that Chamisha Damim, Him Tamein, Beisha, Vashar, Maros, Dam Tarim, there's five different types that are no good, and the rest of them are going to be good. Tarinu, anybody said, say they're all Tar. Rashi says, He's Ducking, Labai Lane, Below Tavila, all of them can go, they don't have to go to the Mikvah, everything is kosher, everyone's kosher. Havakam Rabban, Mirani Rabban, Ba'amri, you know, there was a lot of like discussions, whispering going on, and saying, hold on, what's Saka Daitach? Is it possible the Lesbuch had suffering? There's not even one of the 60 cases here that's a suffering and maybe isn't okay. Amalu said to them, Im kamo si hu, if it's really true, like I'm saying, you kulum zacharim, then it should come out that the women all will come out having boys. Rashi says, he's Abu Kula and Elilah's come, all of them are going to have boys. They're going to get pregnant with boys. If I'm laughing, if not, they in the kiva achas benem, then let there be one girl amongst them, if I'm wrong. Havakum Zchar, all of the boys, Vasikulu, Rabbi Lazar, Al Shmei, and they called each of them Rabbi Lazar after him. And I still named them Rabbi Lazar. Tanya, we learned in Abraisa, Amar Rabbi, Kama Piravivi, how much Piravu, Bitla Rishah Zu, Me Israel. How much was lost, Piravu, because of the fact that this person, who we're talking about, Lazar Rabbi Shimon, because he was busy being the police officer, right? Because he was so busy trying to catch criminals. Rashi says, Rishal Zumachos HaRasha, Shemin Tehu Tofiz Ganavim, V'lobad Zemejesh Tamad HaRas L'Anashim, as Daman, L'Shachita Al Ishto Shikavto Milava L'Beis HaMejesh, Shanim Rabbas. Oh, so we say, either we're talking about here, he was so busy with the Ganavim, he wasn't there. And so the woman couldn't bring him his stuff. So either it means the Malchus is stopping, or it means his wife is stopping going to the Beis Medrash for many years. And they couldn't paskin what properly. When Rabbi Lazar of Shimon actually was on his way out, he was dying. He said to his wife, I know that they're abundant, that they're upset at me. Rashi says, Shanil Kachin Ganavim Ayidei. Because it was taken from me, you know, because I arrested a lot of people and they were their relatives. They're not going to take care of me so well after I go and I die. So Ognan Beilisai, when I die, this is what I want you to do. Put me down, lay me down to rest. Where? Upstairs in the attic. Lie me down in the attic. And you shouldn't be scared of me. Don't be scared of me. Amar Bishmor Nechmeni. Ishtai Li Ime Rab Yochan Yonasan. Rab Yonasan's mother told me, the Ishtai La Debita de Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon's wife, had told her that Lo Pachos Mitam Nisrei, there was not less than 18 years, Lo Tzrim Mi Esrim Betrain Sin, and not more than 22 years, that Ognise Bi Elise, that I laid him down in the attic, Kevaslike, when I would go when I would go up, I would check his hair. Whenever a hair would fall out from him, blood would come over there. I mean, his body didn't start to rot. One day I saw a worm. The kanafik muni worm was coming out of his ear. And I get very upset about this. Rashi says, the akti shama, maybe right now it's starting to become rotten and moldy and it's going down. But he appeared to me in a dream, and Amarli, he said to me, "Lo midu, this is not a big deal. Like, don't worry about this. Everything is okay. I'm just getting punished." Yom Echad, one day, Shamati b'zilus and Shemabanan. One day I had heard the disgrace of the Talmid Chachamim. And I didn't speak up against it, and therefore this is like a bit of a punishment. Kava also betray Ladina when two people came for judgment. Havakami Abava, he would stand, this is Rabbi Shimon, he would stand by the gates and of his house. And Amar Mar Milse, Omar Milse, one would say his side, the other would say his side. Nafikalami Lise Va Amar, and the voice would then come out from his attic and say, Ish Ploni Atachayev, Ish Ploni Atazakai, right? That basically after his death, he continued to paskin. You're Chayev, you're Zakai. I'm sorry, did I say that right? Yeah, you're right, you're wrong. And they would do that. Yom Echad, one day, Havakam Minsaya, the Bitu Dvahadish Shivivaya, she baffed up. His wife was fighting with a woman with the neighbor, Amar La, and the neighbor said the following, the Hey Kibayla, may you be just like your husband, Shlo Nitin, the Kavura, who was never buried. Amar Rabbanan heard this and said, Kule Hai, If it's already people know about this whole situation, it's got to such a situation. That's not covered. Vade lav arach ara, it's not the proper way over here, and therefore what? I guess now we have to bury him basically. Some say Rishon Yochai is Chazay Lu Bechamas Rishon by Yochai. That's his father, Elazar Rishon. He came and says, "I'm alone." He says to them, "Pray the Achas Yishli Benichem. I have one pray that are amongst you." Rashi says, "Gozel Echad, one of my flocklings, my fledglings that I have Yishli Benichem. Viatem Rotsim La Viatzli. You don't want to bring him to me, right?" He should have been brought with his father, and he wasn't bringing him there. So Azra Abanan le Asuke Bey, Abanan came to go and deal with it. Lo Shafke Bnei Achbaria, but the people of Achbaria didn't let him do it. The Chol Shnei, the Havi Naim, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Bi Elise, because all the years that Rabbi Elazar of Rabbi Shimon was sleeping in the attic, Lo Shalei Chai Ra Lamaisin, Le Masayu. Those wild animals never entered into the city. So they wanted to keep him over there. He was protected. It was a protection. Yom Echad, Meli Yom de Kippur. One day, it was Erev Yom Kippur. And Havitri, the people of Achbaria were busy. They were thinking of their business. And Shadr Abadar, Labnei Beiri, the rabbi sent to the residence of Biri, which is a town next to it, Vaskula Arse, that took his coffin up, v'amtiyua l'ma'arta davua, and they brought it to the cave, which follows, ashkichua l'achna d'hadrila l'ma'arta, they found that there was a snake that was hanging up by the cave, amela, so they said to the snake, achna, achna, pischi pich, snake, open your mouth. because it was like setting up a whole circle that was just covering it. So his mouth was holding onto its tail. So it's like, open your mouth. Vikanas ben, 8:11, let the son come to the father. Pasachu. So open up, and they let him in. They brought Rabbi Lazar next to Rabbi Shimon. Okay, Shalach Rabbi Ladab Rabbi Ishto. After buried, Rabbi sent a malach to go speak to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon's wife, about Rashi says to get married. You know, your husband's dead; he's buried. So she sent back and said, "Klish and Ishtamish, but Kodesh Ishtamish Chol. You know, my husband was Kodesh; you're considered Chol. I should go from Kodesh to Chol. Tamin Amrin. There, they say that Ba'asid Damari Besa Talazaine, in the spot where the Balabas puts his weapon, Rashi says, Talazaini Kulba, oh, let's read the whole thing. Ba'as Damari Bisa Talazaini Kulbaraya Kulse Tala. The shepherd, you know, now hangs his knapsack. So Rashi explains that Yasichaya Giba Ragya Litlas Bo Klizaina Hanavala Roa Tamilisa Tala, like you have someone who's coming in place. So that's what she's saying, like, should it be such a thing? And so they say in the place where this chashuv person put his weapon, the lowly shepherd now puts his knapsack, shalach la. So Rebbe sent her back, and he, the Torah, got the many. I understand he was greater than I when it comes to Torah. Of a maisim tovim, he got the many. Was greater than me with maisim tovim. That's just a neo das, shehu gadum b'cha, t'ha kabbal alei yisurim. Oh, I'm sorry, I skipped a little bit. So Avon Meisim told him, "It's better than me." Shachalei b'Torah miyagadum b'chol lo yadana. The fact that he's better than you in Torah, I didn't know. Now you told me. Now I know. But b'Meisim, oh, I definitely know. He brought things upon himself. The Hakabi Olay Yisurei. That's why this whole thing started in the first place. So therefore, I know he was on a tremendously high level. Says the Gemara. But Torah Mayhi, what was it that he was greater in Torah? Who was Rebbe's father, and Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha would sit by, you know, staggering along. Yosvi Kamayu, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Ayer, Rabbi Elazar, and the Rabbi Shimon and Rebbe sat them on the floor, were sitting on the floor. Makshul Mefarku, they were asked and answered questions. Amri and the ones that were sitting there said, Mimeim Anushosim. Drink their waters for him, Yosem Agave Karka, but they're sitting on the floor over here. These are chashuv people. Avdalu Safsleas Skinu, they made benches for them and they brought them up from the ground. Amal Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, pray the Achas Yishli Bereichem. Rabbi Gamliel said to the other Chachamim, I have only one flockling amongst you. Vatem Vakshim La Abda Yemeni, but you want to go ahead and you want to take it away from me. He was upset at them for elevating them. Rashi says, "Shema Tishla Be'ayin Hara." He's going to be Ayin Hara. Achtu LeRebbe. So they lowered Rebbe back to the ground. So Amar Lahem Rebbe Yeshua Ben Karcha, Misha Yeshlo Av Yichya. The person has a father, meaning Rebbe. So the person, should he who has a father live? Misha Lo Av Yama. Someone who doesn't have a father. That's Rebbe Lazar and Shimon die. Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai already died at this point. Rashi says, right. So. If there's a reason to put Rebbe on the floor, then we should also have Belozer Rebbe Shimon. So me Shane Loav Yamos Achtu Nami the Belozer Rebbe Shimon. They lowered even Belozer Rebbe Shimon. Chalas died to Belozer Rebbe Shimon. He was Chalisha Sadas. He felt bad, and Amr he said, "Kachashvi Sule Kavasi." They have brought him to be like me, and that's not the case. Adu Yom until that day, Ki Hava Amar Rebbe Mil, so whenever Rebbe would speak up, have Messiah Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon would be Messiah, would support what he said. Mikar Eilich, but from there on, henceforth, Ki Hava Amar Rebbe Yeshli Hashiv, whenever Rebbe would say, I have an objection to bring up, Amar Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, he would say, Kach Vakach Yishchal Hashiv. This way you can go and you could answer. Zui Chuvascha, this is your answer. Hashtei Kaftan Chuvascha Vilas, now that you've surrounded us with all these objections, Shein Mamish, that have nothing over here. Chalosh Daiti the Rebbe. Rebbe became disheartened. And Asa Amar Leila Vu, he came and told his father, that's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, what happened. Amaleh, his father said to him, Bini, my son, Al Yerelach, don't be all upset. Like it's okay. You're good. Like, don't let this get to you. Shehu Ari ben Ari, because he's the lion, the son of a lion. Vata Ari ben Shua, but you're the lion, the son of a fox. He's saying, really, you're really better. He's a lion in Torah because his father was a lion, but you're a lion because you built yourself up and your father's just a fox. V'hayin adam Rebbe, this is what Rebbe says. Shlosha an ve son in hay. There are three very humble people. V'ilhim, these are them. Abba, my father. Beep, turn the page. Ubinei b'seira, and the son of b'seira, or b'seira b'seira. V'yonis ha-medshon, yonis ha-medshon. Rishim ha-gamliel, had the Amran, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The proof that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was, and I don't know if it's that which we just said, that he made himself into a fox. B'nei B'seira, the Amar Mar, we know the sons of B'seira, Ben B'seira, they were anavim. Why? Because it says, Hoshivu B'rosh, the sons of B'seira, they sat by Hillel at the head. He knew L'nasi Elayim, he made them as a Nasi over them. That most people maybe don't know. Anyway, he made them that over them. Yonas ben Shaul, we know that Yonas ben Shaul is an out of the Kamarle the David, because it's all done. Vatatim al Chayishah, now you're going to rule over Israel. Vanochi al Chalimish, now be like your second in command. It says he's an Anav. Now the Gemara is getting Sakasha. That's Mimai. How do we know that there's an Anav here? Dilmi Yonas ben Shaul, the Chazu the guard Alma Basa David, because he saw that everyone was already drawn towards David, therefore he's like, you know, forget, I won't take the throne. B'nei B'seira Nami, maybe B'nei B'seira, even the reason why they gave over the Nisias, the Chazal Hill, the others, because he saw that Hillel was better than him in terms of Shtagging, right? If they were to hold on to their positions, they would find themselves in a bit of an embarrassing matzav, because they would continue to be asked questions and be smudged, they wouldn't be able to go into answers. So, yeah, you have to go ahead. If the answer is in those places, okay. Ella, I'm assuming Gamliel vade on the son. Have a clear. Shimon Gamliel was very humble because, there's no reason for him just stop to say something. This isn't positive about himself. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.